When was the last time that you balked at serving someone else? Come on, we all do it. When was the last time that you avoided serving and why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The other day, the paper guillotine at our office gave up the ghost, so I headed out to buy another one. Now, there are several stationery suppliers nearby. I went to each one in turn, but most of the staff I spoke to didn't know what they had in stock or where to find it, and what's more, they didn't really seem to care. But then there was this one woman, probably in her 50s, in one of the stores. She came right up to me, I told her what I needed, and she took me to the right place, showed me the options, and explained them to me. Can I tell you? She stood out head and shoulders above the rest. Sometimes we get to thinking that serving others is beneath us, that somehow the act of serving them diminishes us. And yet the people we admire and respect the most, the greatest people in our lives, are the ones who've served us the most, correct? Mark chapter 9, verses 36 and 37. Then Jesus took a small child and stood the child in front of the followers. He held the child in his arms and said, "Whoever accepts children like these in my name is accepting me, and anyone who accepts me is also accepting the one who sent me." See, Jesus' disciples were running around, starting to feel ever so self-important, pushing the little children away. And yet the point that Jesus is making is that the greatest people in this world are the ones who serve the least. It's not rocket science, is it? Never be too important to serve someone who needs your help. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Yeah, I know, God's word can be confronting some days, but let's be honest, some days that's precisely what we need to hear to get our lives on the right track. So, you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.